I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 670, Time with Jesus. If you know me, you know that I've always been fascinated with the passing of time. I have an hourglass in my prayer room. I have countdowns and count-ups on my phone. Time is a precious gift, and time with Jesus is the best and most formative of all. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And the only way we can do that is in the passage of time. We speak about killing time, wasting time, losing time, finding time, but what about taking time? Intentionally taking time with Jesus. When we do, the benefits are out of this world and for this world at the same time. Did you see what I did right there? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story or share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, and pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and close with a challenge for loving God and loving others in our everyday lives. When Jesus was on the earth, Jesus talked about working while it was still day. And he didn't just mean the sun going up or down. He meant a kairos moment, an opportune time. Not just chronology or time passing, but kairos, the moment God has you in. Looking for him in that very second, in that very encounter, in that very conversation, and in the life of that very person that is right in front of you. That's what we're talking about. Being with Jesus in that moment. I've quoted from Rich Velotis before on this podcast. I've read his book and I follow him on Twitter. And a tweet the other day got me thinking about this particular episode. Here's what Rich tweeted. If Jesus spent 8 hours a day, every day, for 3 years with his disciples, he would have spent over 8,000 hours with them. And yet, after all that time, the disciples still had major gaps. 1 hour a week on Sunday will never change people. We need a life that abides in him with the support of others. That tweet rocked me a bit, because Rich is right. The average church expects to make disciples by 1 hour of energetic worship and passionate preaching, and maybe, and this is a big maybe, some will even join in on an hour a week Sunday school class or small group, but very few. The point is, if that's all we've got, just 1, 2, or 3 hours a week, not a day, that's just not enough. And I'm not talking about adding more things into your schedule. I'm talking about walking with Jesus through your life. Because Jesus never said, ask me into your heart. Show me any, just one verse on that. You can't find it. Jesus said, follow me. That's not a one and done decision. It's a life seeking his face in the mundane of the everyday. It's a Andy walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way kind of stuff. What's pushing against that? What's keeping us from that best method of discipleship? Often it's our own traditions. We equate it with singing and listening to preaching or attending a group or a class. Now listen, there's nothing wrong with singing. I love it. Nothing wrong with preaching. I do it. Nothing wrong with attending a class. I lead it. But those things are not the be-all, end-all of the story. Instead, listen, they are the very support for the story that you're living moment by moment with Jesus in community all week long. Here's the great question. What grade would you give yourself? A, B, C, D, or F? On you consciously walking with Jesus through your day. Let's pray this prayer adapted from usccb.org. Loving Father, open our hearts to hidden realities. Your love for all people, your presence in the community, your call for justice and peace. Jesus Christ, help us to imitate your example, healing the sick, welcoming the stranger, assisting the poor and vulnerable. Holy Spirit, make visible to our eyes what is invisible, your call to your people, your summons to live our faith daily as witnesses of justice and peace. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 671, and in the meantime, in a blog post by Justin Gavitt titled, How Long Does It Take to Make a Disciple? This is what Justin wrote. What churches fail to realize is that making better disciples results in more disciples, while making shallow disciples results in stagnant disciples. The great weakness of modern disciple-making is the belief that scale is superior to small, and that fast is better than fatter. The solution isn't more consumerism-shaped disciple-making. It's not better disciple-making curriculum. The solution is what it's always been. Disciple-makers who are on a lifelong pursuit to become just like Jesus. And making disciples like that takes time. Lots of it. Podcast family, it comes back to T2G, loving God and loving others in our everyday lives. And that means time with Jesus.